Turn your Bibles, amen. We don't have a Christmas message this morning. Maybe that'll come next week. Lord leads us that direction. But I'm going to turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. I'll read three verses and share with you a thought. We feel like the Lord will have us to share with you this morning concerning this passage of Scripture here. Ephesians, chapter 4, begin at verse 1. If you'd like to stand, please do so. If you don't, that's fine. The Bible says this. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another, amen, in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for your precious word. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for your mighty power. God, those that are here this morning, you know our hearts, you know our needs. And Father, I pray, may you reach down, touch, and do, Father, what needs to be done in this passage of Scripture this morning. But God, help us, God, under your anointing power, God, to be able to live in such a manner and a way, and God, that hearts will be opened up by your Spirit to receive God, the Word of God, and the way that you give it to us this morning, that might be a help to my soul, might be a help to those that are here and those that may listen, whichever way they may be listening, Father, we pray. God, we want to thank you, praise you, uplift you, glorify you, God, for what you've done, what you're about to do. Just we ask in thy name, we pray, amen and amen. I want to sort of set the stage just for a little bit before we get into the message. I want you to understand that Paul is writing to the church of Ephesus. If you find out, you'll understand that Paul founded the church of Ephesus during one of his missionary journeys. And you understand also that in Ephesus, there was a church that was worshiping the goddess Diana. So he faced a lot of opposition as he went through Rome and began to found this church here in Ephesus. And we find that he began to minister unto them and to help them. And to encourage them in their walk with God. And we find out here in the book of Ephesians, it is a letter that he wrote while he was in prison. He wrote it some 10 years later, Brother Andy, after he had founded the church. And he was sending the letter to them, and he was encouraging them. Amen. First of all, you'll find out the first three chapters, and you'll get to that here a little bit, talking about the doctrine or the riches that we have in Christ. And the latter three chapters talking about our conduct or our walk. Now I want to preach upon that thought. We see here, he starts out, he says, I therefore by the preachers of the Lord beseech ye that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. What he's talking about there, he's talking about his walk, our conduct, our Christian conduct, or our life. Now I want to sort of preach upon maybe the thought, and we've preached upon it before, or maybe this topic or this title. And maybe not the manner we're going to preach this morning, amen. But I want to preach upon the thought this morning, what's wrong with walking right? What's wrong with walking right? Hey, amen, we're living in a world today where, amen, you look at a political system, you look at, hey, amen, things that are going on up in Washington, and you look upon our Democratic Party and the other things that they're endorsing with their line of thinking, and, hey, amen, some of the things that the Bible speaks against, they're accepting as right. What's wrong with walking biblically right? Amen. Walking according to the Word of God, not according to what you think or what we think. The Bible says, there is a way that seemeth right to man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Help us to look, amen, to the Word of God and find that right doctrine, that right living, amen, and walk in that manner. And that's what Paul is dealing with here when he's talking to the church of Ephesus. He's talking, folks, we'll get into a little bit, but what's wrong with walking right? First thing I want to notice is the essential of walking right. The essential of walking right. Look, Bible says, verse number 4, chapter number 4, verse number 1, I therefore, you've heard me make this statement many times before about the word therefore and what it means. You see a therefore in the Bible is simply, amen, pointing us back to what's been written, back to the previous chapters of what it's talking about. You'll find out in the first three chapters, he's talking about the doctrine, amen, of the Lord Jesus Christ. It deals, amen, with our riches in Christ. It deals with who we are as a child of God. And can I say this today? Amen, one of the essentials in walking right. Can I say, we can't walk right, amen, if we don't have the knowledge of what is right. We're living in a world today that's trying to do that. We're trying to walk biblically, but we don't know what the Bible says. We're trying to walk, amen, the way that we think we need to, but we really don't know what, amen, what we have as a child of God and what we're expecting of us as a child of God. Help us to understand, amen, what we need to do. Amen, you see, one of the essentials in walking right, amen, is simply, amen, knowing how to right walk. One said, right doctrine, amen, is essential for proper living. Can I say today why we can't, folks can't walk right according to the Word of God? Because they don't know what the Word of God says. Amen. First of all, we find out in chapter 1 through chapter 3, amen, he's talking about 27 times. Amen, the word in Christ Jesus is mentioned. If you've been here on Wednesday nights or maybe been listening to study, Brother Perry's been doing about, amen, Calvinism. He talks about the importance of realizing who we are and where we are. No, we are not in ourselves, but we are in Christ Jesus. Those of us that have been saved by the grace of God, we are in Him. Because we are in Him, we've got riches beyond measure. Amen. We're rich beyond our wildest imagination. Many times we can't walk right. That's simply because we don't understand. Amen. And that's what was going on, man, in the church of Ephesus. He's dealing with it. He said, listen, having to understand how to walk, you got to understand where you're at and your position in the Lord Jesus Christ. I read of an illustration, I believe it was back in 1916, if I'm not mistaken. Can't remember the name exactly, but there was a lady, hey man, that lived like a pauper. When at the day of her death, I think she had about $10 million or $110 million that, hey man, they found that she had in her bank account or in all of the different places. Yes, she lived without electricity. She ate cold oatmeal because she couldn't afford. Didn't think she could afford the, hey man, the heat or the energy it took to, hey man, to heat that oatmeal up. She had a son, hey man, that had to have his leg amputated because, hey man, she couldn't. Hey man, she kept trying to find a free clinic that would treat him. And she waited so long trying to find a free clinic. Hey man, he lost his leg. She had all the money. Hey man, that she needed to take care of her boy, to take care of herself. But she lived like a pauper. Honey, that's what we do sometimes. We don't realize how blessed we are. We don't realize what God's done for us. We don't realize, thank God, the many blessings. Honey, well, I'm not what I used to be. Amen. Don't get me wrong. Amen. I could do better. Like Brother Randy made mention, we can all do better in our life. But thank God, I ain't what I used to be. Amen. Why? Because I'm in Christ Jesus. I don't have to rely on myself anymore. I don't have to rely on my wisdom. I don't have to rely upon my wealth. Thank God, I can trust in His riches. I can trust in His wisdom. I can trust in His power. Thank God we need to understand who we are and whom we trust and what we have. Thank God we have all of heaven at our disposal. We have all the help that we need. Amen. If we'd realize who we are. See, first three chapters, see we're called by grace, amen, into His precious body. I'm not worthy of what God done for me. But honey, before we can walk right, amen, before one of the essentials of walking right, we got to realize, amen, what He's done for us. Thank God I'm unworthy. I'm undone. But thank God for the grace of God. I've been entitled to a family, to a relationship with somebody that loves me, gave Himself for me. Help us how to realize, thank God, amen, that we are called by His grace into His body. It also say we've been raised from the dead. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 2, you hath he quickened who are dead. And some of you getting it. Oh, I was dead. Thank God in trespasses of sin. I thank God for the body. The word of God. And the spirit of God. Got a hold of my heart. Quickened me. Made me alive. Not in myself. But in Christ Jesus. Thank God it's in him we move. And have our being. It's because of him. Thank God I'm not that old same. Dead. Amen. I'm living under the power and penalty of sin. But I've been set free. We see a parallel. First three chapters of chapter 1, 3, verse 3. I shoot through chapter 3, verse 4, chapter 4 through verse 6, chapter 6. Talks about our wealth. Chapter 1 through chapter 3, it talks about our walk. And chapter 4 through chapter 6. Thank God we've been called by grace to his body. Chapter 4, we were in order to walk worthy of that calling. Chapter 2 talked about we're being raised from the dead. Amen. And chapter 4, amen, it talks about part of putting off the grave clothes, walking according to the will of God. Amen. Chapter 2, verse 11 through 22 talks about being reconciled. Amen. And chapter 5, verse 18 through chapter 6, verse 19 talks about walking in harmony. Amen. Chapter 3 talks about the victory we have over Satan. Amen. And we find out in chapter 6 through, amen, 13 through 24 talks about how the victory that we have with a child of God. What are you saying, preacher? I'm talking about, thank God, hey, well, amen, I ought to determine, amen, our walk. You see that lady that I was talking about, she had all the wealth. It didn't dictate her walk. Can I say we have all the wealth, but sometimes it don't dictate our walk. Hey man, we need to realize who we are, what we have in Christ Jesus. Hey man, that we might walk the walk. Hey man, that we can glorify him. Hey man, we don't walk the walk to bring honor, pat ourselves on the back. But thank God we walk the walk. Hey man, that he might get the honor and he might get the glory. So we see the essential to walking right. Hey man, is you got to, hey man, have the right doctrine. What Paul is saying here to the church at Ephesus. He said, because, amen, that I'm in Christ Jesus, because that I want you to understand where you're at, what God's done for you, that you're not the same as you used to be, but you've been brought from the dead, been brought into the body of Christ, a new creature in Christ Jesus. I want you to understand, because of that, you have a duty. Preach, what is that duty? To walk right. Paul was talking to the church at Ephesus. He said, therefore we see the essentials, amen, amen, of walking right when he said, I therefore. Then he goes on, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called. Not only to walk right, what's wrong with walking right? We need to have the essentials of walking right, but we see also the exhortation for walking right. What Paul was saying here, he said, I beseech ye, therefore. He said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord. Amen. He said, listen, I am a prisoner, I am a servant of God right along with you. Now, I like what he said, this word, I beseech. How that word beseech, amen, is talking about here, amen, about walking right. Amen, it's filled with a meaning. It means to call to one side, to summon, to exhort, to entreat, to comfort, to encourage, and to strengthen by consolation, to instruct, and to teach. What Paul is simply saying, I want to come alongside you to strengthen you through the instruction, to encourage you to walk right, to comfort you, to help you, and to lead you in the right manner walking. We see, amen, the essential of walking right, but we see the exhortation. We see the challenge that Paul's laying out here. He said, I beseech you
Noah, he said, I want to challenge you because, hey man, of what the Lord's done for you. I want to challenge you because of where you're at in Christ Jesus. I want to challenge you because, hey man, if you're aware that God has granted to you because you are a child of God, I want to encourage you, hey man, to walk worthy. Help us to understand what it means to be who we are, what we are. It ought to challenge our heart each and every day to get up in the morning with a great zeal. Lord, because of what you've done for me, because I once was lost, but now I'm found. Lord, because I was once a pauper, now thank God I'm a child of the King. Hey man, I'm used to be just a poor boy, but thank God now I know I own everything. Lord, help me to understand, hey man, what I am and who I am. Hey man, it might challenge me, hey man, to walk quiet in the midst of a dark and a sin-cursed world. Unfortunately, sad to see across America, a lot of churches throughout our land. Hey man, it's a norm just to walk according to what we want to do. It ain't norm to walk right biblically, but amen, it's a norm to walk right mentally. What do we think we need to walk? Well, ain't nothing wrong with, hey man, saying this little word, there ain't nothing wrong with, hey man, doing this and doing that. There ain't nothing wrong. Hey man, we're just blessing somebody out just for the. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Can I say biblically they are? Honey, help us to walk right. What America needs today, what we need in their church and their home. Let me go ahead and go there. Hey man, what we need is, hey man, in our homes today, it's mamas and daddies. Hey man, to know what it means to walk right according to the word of God. Hey man, with that little son, that little daughter, that little grandson, that little granddaughter, hey man, can see what's right biblically, not according to the world. Help us, hey man, to realize the essentials to walking right is to, hey man, know, have the right doctrine. Hey man, we ought to exhort one another as Paul was exhorting the church at Ephesus. I want to exhort you. Help us, hey man, to be able to walk, hey man, in a court, hey man, worthy or appropriately, hey man, to what God has called us into. I beseech that you walk, hey man, worthy of the vocation. That word vocation simply means the calling that God has put upon your life. Preachers, walk like preachers. Deacons, walk like deacons. Hey man, song directors, walk like song directors. What I mean by that, you walk in a manner and a way that God has called you into his calling that you might bring honor and glory upon the name of God. Help us to understand. Hey man, we began to walk according to what this flesh wants to do. Hey man, we do not bring honor upon God, but we bring, hey man, bring opposition against God and what he wants to do in our lives. We bring dishonor. Help us. Paul will tell the church today, he says, I therefore, because you need to understand who you are, where you're at, what God done for you, then it'll help you to walk, hey man, in the way worthy of the vocation, wherewith you're called. Paul not only gives a challenge, but he gives a comfort. Paul saying, I, therefore, as a prisoner of the Lord, I beseech you, as you heard me make mention, amen, it is to encourage. It is to come alongside. It has the ideal. Hey man, Brother Mike, let me just help you walk a little bit. Help me help you. I put my arm around you. Hey man, help you to know how to walk. Hey man, help me encourage you. How to be along beside you. To help you in your moments of weakness. To strengthen you. To encourage you. To instruct you. To teach you in the right manner of walk. That's what Paul was saying. It would help us to be able to do our brothers and sisters of Christ in the same manner. Help me pull up alongside you. Help me put my arm around you and help you. Help me be able to instruct and encourage you. Amen. Oh, amen, to do what's right. Amen, to walk in a manner that would bring honor and glory upon the name of God. Help me remind you who you are, what God's done for you, that we might walk according to what God's called us to do in this life. You look across America. You look across our community. You see many churches. Amen. They're not pastors. I look and I thank God for some of the young preachers that we have here in this church. And I'm encouraged by that. But you know, I also look. Hey man, you don't hear many young preachers announcing their call to preach anymore. You don't see it much anymore like they used to. But I remember a time when, boy, I was just starting out preaching. It seemed like this one. Boy, now it's called for you. And boy, look around. There's young preachers everywhere. I mean, they're just everywhere. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, I've seen a bunch of young preachers, young folks that have called, that have announced their preaching, but they ain't preaching anymore. Honey, I'm talking about we need to be worthy. Hey, man, if God's called you to preach, you better preach. Hey, man, God's called you. Hey, man, to certain duty in the church, you better do it. Hey, man, but most of all, let me say this. God has called us all to a life of holiness, to a life, amen, of bringing honor upon the name of God. We have to present our body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to the Lord, which is your reasonable service. Now, I'm not smart. I think that simply means that's what's required of you. That's what you're supposed to be doing. In other words, that's what our duty as a child of God is, to walk in a manner that we might bring honor upon the name of God. Now, when we see the essential to walking right, the exaltation to walking right, we see also a third thing. See the explanation of walking right. He said, therefore, beseech the preaching of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness, meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, with all lowliness. What does that mean, preacher? I mean with humility. Romans 12, verse 3, let me turn and read that for you right quick. Romans 12, 3 tells us in that scripture, says this, for I say through the grace given to me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. What's that mean, preacher? Hey, man, the explanation of walking, he's showing the church here, here's where you need to walk. The grace that God gave you to and just enabled you to walk in that lowliness or that humbleness of spirit and humbleness of heart. Amen. To be able to walk in such a manner. It ain't about you. But thank God it's about others. We're living in a world today, amen, it's all about me. You've heard me make this statement before, and I'll say it again. One of the telltale signs when you begin to deal with folks, and hey man, especially in marriage, because I'm not done much marriage counseling, thank the Lord, because I'm really not good enough to do that. Hey man, but sometimes you hear the word, well, preacher, in my relationship, I'm just not getting this. I'm not getting attention. I'm not getting the love. I'm not getting the. When you start hearing the word I, you better be careful. You see, if you look, and you'll find out that's exactly the word that the devil used. Hey, man, when before he's cast out of heaven, he said, well, I will do this. I will do that. I will do this. He got lifted up to the point. Hey, man, God said, hey, I'll take care of this. Honey, we began to allow pride to get in the way. Hey, we began to allow the devil to stick that little I word. Hey, man, in our train of thought, we'll find ourselves in trouble. A lot of biggest problems in the churches throughout the land today is because of that. People thinking more of themselves than they are thinking of others. We are to look to the needs of others before we look to the needs of ourselves. We all prefer our brother over ourselves according to Scripture. You see, that's what Paul's saying. Here is that explanation. Here is a way and a manner. Hey, amen. We need to walk or walk in what it means to walk in humbleness. Hey, amen. To put others before yourself. Not only walk in lowliness, but walk in meekness. That word meekness, amen, simply means, amen, to power with control, or to be able to have the power, amen, under control. Bible says in Numbers chapter 12, verse number 3, now Moses, amen, was the man. Now the man Moses was very meek. Everybody knows Moses. When I see Moses, I speak of a man. I see a man that, amen, commands authority, and he did. Bible said he was very meek. A lot of times we as Christians are criticized for, amen, turn the other shoulder. We're criticizing him for being meek. Honey, I'm glad today that, amen, meekness is power under control. Yeah. Honey, we can be meek, but we can walk and stand in the power of God and the authority of God's word and be able to do what we have to do according to the word of God and still show the meekness that God has put in our heart. Yeah. All loneliness, all meekness. Then he goes on and says, here, with long suffering, forbearing, four different things right here: lowliness, meekness, long suffering, forbearing one another. That long suffering simply means to suffer long. I like what Scripture says, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4: charity suffereth long, and is kind. And I know it is hard for us as individuals. Let me go ahead and throw up my hand. Wave my white flag and surrender right here. It is hard for us as individuals, hey, when folks come against us, to be able to, hey, man, just love them despite what they're trying to do to you. One of the hardest things I've ever done. I was a pastor of the church and had for several years, and fellow that I'd spent time praying in his house, praying with his family, ministering to him many different occasions. And, hey, man, found out, hey, man, later on down the road, that just, hey, man, I talked about him and going behind her back, just sticking a knife in it, you know, saying goes. And I told my wife, I said, boy, I'm going to be honest with you, honey. Hey, man, here was a time that, hey, man, he needs somebody to go down there and pray with him, stuff like that. I told my wife, I said, honey, boy, it's hard. I don't want to. I know I got to. I didn't want to go back down there and keep loving them. I recall I knew what they were doing, standing behind my back. But thank God it is the love of God that he puts in my heart. Heaven allowed me to do what I didn't want to do because I knew I had to. Because of the love of God, it kept loving them. Despite what they did, despite what they said, keep loving them anyway. It's common action. Among us, can I say us, we're all guilty. Common action sometimes when somebody comes against you, go right back at them. It's common action. Somebody begins to, hey man, saying words about you and you don't need to, hey man, that old face gets red. I'm so glad there's something on the inside, just like an individual standing there. Hey, man, I want to go forward, but there's something on the inside pushing against it. You can't do that. You can't do that. I like it when it gets like that. Hey, man, when in my old flesh I want to. But deep down I feel something coming against my old flesh. Says you can't do that. That ain't who you are. You are a child of God. You have the riches of Christ. You have the love of Christ. You don't have to come back. Get them, just keep loving them, keep praying for them, keep lifting them up. Another individual many years ago come against us, hey man, and hey man, stood in opposition right to my face. Hey man, boy, I want to say I'm done with you. I'm like, boy, I'm going to be like Pilate. I wash my hands of this matter, and I'm done. Thank God the love of God and the doctrine of who I was in Christ did not allow me to do that. I said, Lord, what am I going to do? He said, son, just pray for him. But I began to pray for that individual. I began to uplift him and pray for him. Honey, I'm going to tell you, it wasn't long down the road until the day of his death. I guarantee you anything I could ask that feller, hey, man, if I'd asked him to jump over a tall building for me, he would have. Hey, man, why? It wasn't nothing I'd done. Hey, man, but it was the love of God. It allowed me to keep loving him. I despite what he said, hey, man, what he did, I keep loving him. And it was the same love of God that got down in his heart. Hey, man, did for him what he did for me. We became close friends. Hey, man, I could have done anything for him and he'd done anything for me. Why? It was because of who we were. And don't get me wrong. Now I understand there'll be time this old flesh will want to rise up. But then that's what Paul's saying. Therefore, let me go ahead and throw something in here right quick like. You heard me talk about that word therefore. And I ain't lying. You know what it talked about. Hey man, next time the old flesh rises up, hey man, just mention therefore. Therefore. No, because of who I am, therefore, I'm not following that. I'm not doing that. I'm not acting like that. Therefore, why? Because I'm a child of God. Don't have to. What's wrong with walking right? We see the essentials of walking right is the right doctrine. Encouragement to walk right. We ought to encourage one another to walk right. Then we see the exhortation of walking right and then encouragement of walking right, the explanation. But then we see the last thing, and I'm done. Verse 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. What Paul's dealing with in chapter 4, verse 1 through 16, and we'll finish up on that this evening. Chapter 1 through verse 1 through verse 16, he's talking about the unity, amen, of the church, unity of the body of the believers. What's wrong with walking right? But he said in verse 3, endeavoring. That word endeavoring, I mean, simply, literally means to make an effort or being eager to maintain or guard the unity of the Spirit. Honey, we're living in a church world today. There's so much division in the house of God. You say, preacher, is that of God? No, it's not. Hey, and Paul said, here's what we need to do. We need to endeavor. Hey, man, it literally means to make an effort, to do everything we can. Hey, man, to walk right. Hey, man, being eager to maintain our guard. That unity of the church, the unity of brothers and sisters in Christ. Help us to be able to stand together. Hey, man, to make an effort. Hey, man, to guard. Amen. And guess what the devil's trying to do? Divide the house of God and the people of God. Let's stay together. What's wrong with walking right? Come back tonight and we'll preach upon the thought, what's wrong with walking together? Amen. Honey, when we walk right, we'll walk together. Why we have so much division in the house of God among brothers and sisters in Christ? Because we're not walking right. We're not walking according to the will of God and to the Word of God. What's wrong with walking right? Now I know we may not be accepted in the high society. We may not be accepted on the workplace, which that's all right. We may not be accepted among even our own family. But honey, what's wrong with walking right? What's wrong with walking in a manner that would bring honor and glory upon the name of God? Every head bowed, that's the message. Come and give us a song.